Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Receive One Another, Part 3. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 15, verse 7. Receive one another then, just as Christ also received you to God's glory. I have just read from the New English Translation. Bill was very happy to be part of the Christian community in his small town because they made him feel loved and accepted. He had never known the love and acceptance of a family until he believed in Christ Jesus and became a member of the church. He never felt alone again because he had brethren who truly considered him to be their brother. This healthy church environment was the reason Bill grew so fast in the knowledge of the truth. Remember, when you came to Christ, you were a hopeless sinner with a way of thinking that was contrary to his. But he accepted you. And he continues to intercede for you and do everything necessary to make you truly holy and glorious. Go into today remembering that God expects us to accept one another just as Christ accepted us. We are to forbear with one another and choose to focus on the good rather than the flaws in the brethren we interact with. Prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for accepting me despite my imperfections. Help me to extend this same grace to my brethren, seeing them through your eyes of love and acceptance. Teach me to walk in love, patience, and understanding, so I can glorify you in my relationships with others. Amen. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord, but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Joel chapters 1 to 3. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next.
The Book of Amos. The words of Amos, one of the shepherds of Tekoa. The vision he saw concerning Israel 2 years before the earthquake, when Uzziah was king of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Joash, was king of Israel. He said,
The Lord roars from Zion and thunders from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds dry up, and the top of Carmel withers. This is what the Lord says.
For 3 sins of Damascus, even for 4, I will not turn back my wrath. Because he threshed Gilead with sledges having iron teeth, I will send fire on the house of Hazael that will consume the fortresses of Ben-Hadad. I will break down the gate of Damascus. I will destroy the king who is in the valley of Avon, and the one who holds the scepter in Beth Eden. The people of Aram will go into exile to Kir,
says the Lord. This is what the Lord says.
For 3 sins of Gazer, even for 4, I will not turn back my wrath. Because she took captive whole communities and sold them to Edom, I will send fire on the walls of Gazer that will consume her fortresses. I will destroy the king of Ashdod and the one who holds the scepter in Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron till the last of the Philistines are dead,
says the sovereign Lord. This is what the Lord says.
For 3 sins of Tyre, even for 4, I will not turn back my wrath. Because she sold whole communities of captives to Edom, disregarding a treaty of brotherhood, I will send fire on the walls of Tyre that will consume her fortresses.
This is what the Lord says.
for three sins of Edom, even for four. I will not turn back my wrath. Because he pursued his brother with a sword and slaughtered the women of the land, because his anger raged continually and his fury flamed unchecked, I will send fire on Teman that will consume the fortresses of Bosra.
This is what the Lord says.
For three sins of Ammon, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. Because he ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to extend his borders, I will set fire to the walls of Rabbah that will consume her fortresses amid war cries on the day of battle, amid violent winds on a stormy day. Their king will go into exile, he and his officials together,
says the Lord. This is what the Lord says.
For three sins of Moab, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. Because he burned to lime the bones of Edom's king, I will send fire on Moab that will consume the fortresses of Kerioth. Moab will go down in great tumult amid war cries and the blast of the trumpet. I will destroy her ruler and kill all her officials with him,
says the Lord. This is what the Lord says.
For three sins of Judah, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. Because they have rejected the law of the Lord and have not kept his decrees, because they have been led astray by false gods, the gods their ancestors followed, I will send fire on Judah that will consume the fortresses of Jerusalem.
This is what the Lord says.
For three sins of Israel, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. They sell the innocent for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. They trample on the heads of the poor as on the dust of the ground and deny justice to the oppressed. Father and son use the same girl and so profane my holy name. They lie down beside every altar on garments taken in pledge. In the house of their God they drink wine taken as vines. Yet I destroyed the Amorites before them, though they were tall as the cedars and strong as the oaks. I destroyed their fruit above and their roots below. I brought you up out of Egypt and led you 40 years in the wilderness to give you the land of the Amorites. I also raised up prophets from among your children and Nazarites from among your youths. Is this not true, people of Israel?
Declares the Lord.
But you made the Nazarites drink wine and commanded the prophets not to prophesy. Now then, I will crush you as a cart crushes when loaded with grain. The swift will not escape. The strong will not muster their strength. And the warrior will not save his life. The archer will not stand his ground. The fleet-footed soldier will not get away. And the horseman will not save his life. Even the bravest warriors will flee naked on that day,
declares the Lord.
Hear this word, people of Israel. The word the Lord has spoken against you, against the whole family I brought up out of Egypt. You only have I chosen of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Does a lion roar in the thicket when it has no prey? Does it growl in its den when it has caught nothing? Does a bird swoop down to a trap on the ground when no bait is there? Does a trap spring up from the ground if it has not caught anything? When a trumpet sounds in a city, do not the people tremble? When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? Surely the Sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Sovereign Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Proclaim to the fortresses of Ashdod and to the fortresses of Egypt.
Assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria. See the great unrest within her and the oppression among her people. They do not know how to do right,
declares the Lord.
Who store up in their fortresses what they have plundered and looted.
Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
An enemy will overrun your land, pull down your strongholds, and plunder your fortresses.
This is what the Lord says.
As a shepherd saves from the lion's mouth only two leg bones or a piece of an ear, so will the Israelites be saved. Those who sit in Samaria on the edge of their beds and in Damascus on their couches, hear this and testify against the house of Jacob,
declares the Lord God Almighty.
On the day I punish Israel for her sins, I will destroy the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground. I will tear down the winter house along with the summer house. The houses adorned with ivory will be destroyed, and the mansions will be demolished,
declares the Lord.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.